What would you like me to do?
I was like sitting outside a 7-Eleven at 4 a.m. drunk, just kicked out.
Were you next to Sergio's old roommate?
Yeah, I actually saw him sleeping on the bench.
He was probably hanging out with Street Blade and just fucking pounding whatever he does.
Pounding whatever he does. What does that mean?
Whatever he does in the streets.
I have a question. What makes him Street Blade? Because like even in the movie, Blade was in the streets fighting. So what differentiates him between Street Blade and Blade?
Blade lived in a house, and Street Blade lives on the street.
Well, Blade lived in an abandoned warehouse with some crazy white guy.
All right, whatever.
But he had a place, to place to sleep. He had a place to sleep. He had his serum. He had his old shebang. Street Blade doesn't even have a shirt. He's fucking ripped as fuck. He's like, he looks like the Rock outside, but I mean, he's on the street, dog. It was hot. It's fucking crazy.
I have a theory about this guy.
Hot.
I have a theory about this guy. So I don't think he's actually homeless. I just think he likes to come down and hang out.
Just do Billy Blank's workout routines in the street.
Just do hood rat shit.
Hold on. I'm in Chicago with Kyle, and Street Blade is hanging around with some other dude fighting over a beer. Right. Yeah. Finally, the white dude gets the beer, and Street Blade just walks away casually. Then you'll see all this commotion. Like this is like a couple hours pass. And you see, like, cops go by, and then we look out, and the fucking Street Blade is shirtless, just doing push-ups in the middle of the street.
I mean,
he's like, and he's going, and he's going fucking apeshit. I'm like, he's not stopping, he's just going insane. Like,
getting in, man.
He never tires.
GTL, bro.
Hey, man. He's getting in. You gotta get your workout in any way you can.
Dude. Yeah.
No, dude, he was fighting the white dude over a beer. The white dude was drinking a beer. And then he came over trying to take it away, and they almost got in a fight.
Wasn't this during the pandemic, and gyms were closed? So, dude, that explains get on that asphalt. Get on that hot asphalt and fucking
put nose to the pavement.
Work it out.
No shirt. I was thankful he had pants.
That's
on.
Probably why he was so ripped.
I think he was wearing a duster too.
Oh, that's
with
nice.
Both no shirt underneath it, just a duster.
Oh, that's fucking nice.
And I think he had a cowboy hat at one point as well.
So I named him. So we named him Street Blade.
We named him Street Blade
because he actually does have like that rugged face, like Street Blade.
What do you mean, Street Blade? He is Street Blade. What do you mean, like Street Blade?
Well, I'm sorry, like Blade. I meant to say
the regular, real Blade.
Yeah, the regular Blade. He has like that. I'm pissed at everybody. Kind of.
Sure. It's a good look to have.
I mean, if you're gonna be a ripped dude, shirtless in the street, fighting over a beer in Chicago. I mean, you better have a rugged face.
Oh, yeah. And he took the other guy who was fighting. The guy had a construction helmet, and he broke the guy's helmet. Street Blade was not fucking around.
Wow.
And then I tried to take the $20 he had from the white guy, and he wouldn't give it to me. So
Sergio tried to trick the guy into giving him $20 that he, for some reason, had. Sergio said, let me see that $20 bill. He almost gave it to him.
Yeah. He was almost... The bill was literally 3 inches away from my hand.
And I just want to clear this up. We were in a bar, and he was outside the bar, reaching in through the window, trying to hang out with us. And the bartender had to come and be like, will you guys stop humoring this guy? Because he won't leave.
Yeah, he was also drinking one of those tall Mickeys.
Oh, wow. That's classy. Yeah, dude. Classy malt liquor.
Old school guy. Old school kind of guy, man.
Classy. I used to end my nights with the Mickeys.
I even asked him, he's like, dude, what do you work? He's like, I don't. He's like, what is doing with this? He's like, oh, I just found it. He's like, so where do you live? You see those steps over there? I live under those. I was like,
And a couple months later, I saw him sleeping on the steps, and there was like two people standing by him, and they were like, we think he's dead. Should we call the cops? I was like, why are you asking me? And then they wound up it wasn't Street Blade, it was the other guy, white guy. They wound up nudging him with their foot, and the guy goes, he was pissed. He's just trying to take a nap on the stairs.
I think Streeper just pretty slapped him once and just fucking knocked him out.
He's got CTE now.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is the reason why we need to have those type of guys in the ring instead of fucking Lamar Odom, who looks like a fucking old towel.
I didn't watch that fight.
Yeah, look at it. Did you see his skin, dude? His butt actually is hanging like 3 feet from his bone.
He is like, you got to remember, Lamar Odom like did smoke enough crack to like, you go on a 5-day crack binge, just straight. 5 days of just
at the bunny ranch.
banging prostitutes and smoking crack.
It's classy. That's classy crack.
Your skin is not going to hold up to all that, especially in the desert.
$80,000 crack.
$80,000 worth of crack. $80,000 crack party. You know, it's not going to be like, your skin's not going to be supple. You're going to be ashy.
All I'm saying,
dry out there.
All I'm saying is that guy who made it to the ring, he looks like shit.
This is the Top Spot Podcast, where Sergio, Kyle, and Scott come up with a topic every week. We submit our choices on that topic, what we think is the best or the worst, and then we argue with each other and make fun of each other. Sergio's obviously going to have the worst one.
No.
I'll probably have the best again. He won last week, so I'm not going to feel like...
Hold on. The only reason why this has an impact is because you start talking first. If I start talking and I say, oh, Scott's going to be shit as usual... You see how this goes? You can't just say that at the beginning of the fucking podcast every single time.
So you're saying he's setting the standard.
Yeah, he's setting a standard already. He's a piece of shit. That's
Well, I'm setting the standard just to like, because I think our audience of 12, I think now, they know. 14. Audience of 14, they fucking know what to expect, right?
Well, we don't.
Scott
they don't.
And Kyle are going to come up with bangers most likely. Sergio is going to fucking try to piss us off. That's basically how this dynamic works.
No, like I said the same thing I said last week. You guys get pissed off because you guys are just mad at each other because you guys don't have my unique choices.
I don't remember anybody getting pissed off, first of all.
Well, this is going to be a week for unique choices because it all has to be unique.
Everything about it.
It's always been unique. It's all our own choices. My point
is, it's not unique. You just say stuff to try to rile everybody up.
No, yeah, I don't.
You want to be the anti.
No, I really... Everything I've said, it's what I truly believe.
You want to be the anti. I understand that. I play your role very well. You want to be the anti to everything we say.
Yeah, Sergio, you just want to be a fucking villain.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that villain voice, that villain haircut, that villain mustache.
Hold on. What's a villain mustache?
Look at your
like
face.
Dr. Evil's sidekick. You look like you would work for Dr. Evil. Like you would have been sitting around that table.
But you're like happy to work for him.
Dr. Evil had no facial hair.
Yeah, but his the people sitting around him at his table did.
His cronies.
I think? Yeah.
I don't think anybody of them did.
But you're not like one of them. You're like the guy that would mop the floor.
Because even the guy that mopped the floor who was killed in that movie did not have facial hair. So suck on that, piece of shit.
He probably would have lasted longer if he did have facial hair. That's what I'm saying. No, you'd have a better role in that movie.
He just threw himself on the ground. He had no choice.
He would have been in all the sequels if he had facial hair.
No, it's definitely true. Not.
Facial he probably would have starred in Austin Powers 4.
You're mad because Kyle can grow a fucking mustache. He's been growing that shit for like 3 weeks now. It looks
nice. Shaved
like
it yesterday.
It looks like somebody just like sprayed something on his face and then started washing
it yesterday.
It looks like he sprayed hairspray on his face and went to a dog groomer and just caught all the leavings.
All the leavings.
All the shit that fell off the dog. All right.
Blown into my face. All right,
I shaved
who started
my
with this week,
man,
first of all?
So what is our topic this week? So you want to let them know?
Oh, we haven't even gotten to the juice from the squeeze yet. Here we go. Yeah. We are rolling with the best sleeper topping for a sandwich, an ingredient, underutilized, underappreciated, you know.
Unique.
Maybe. This is where you can really shine, Sergio, because I don't think you can say no to anything unless you say bananas on a turkey sandwich, which you probably will.
Hey, it's probably gonna actually, be some, oh, my God.
That doesn't sound bad.
That actually doesn't sound bad. A banana on a turkey sandwich?
I haven't tried it right now. I haven't tried it, but I mean, it doesn't sound bad. I mean, at least you have to at least horrible. You have to at least try it before you can say shit.
I think you can confidently not have to try that and know it would be really bad.
You don't know that. Do you like bananas?
I know what a banana tastes like.
Do you like bananas, Scott?
I do.
Do you like turkey?
It's, at Thanksgiving, yeah.
Let's take out the turkey. Let's use some other meat, roast beef.
Well, like roast beef? I don't think that helps either.
That my point
that makes
is
it worse.
My point is that if you like two ingredients, It doesn't matter if they don't usually go together. If you put them together, they can taste really good.
What?
You're telling this to the culinary expert.
That's the whole point. There's a reason you pair certain things together, right? Like, you don't take mustard, like these fucking TikTok kids are doing, and put it on a watermelon. That's stupid, right? People like mustard. People like watermelon. Now people are putting mustard on their watermelon saying it tastes fantastic. They're fucking lying.
There's no way it tastes fantastic.
I actually know somebody that tried this, and she said that it does taste fantastic.
Sergio, I think for the next show, I think you should do this.
Why didn't you fucking do it? You're the one upset about it.
How about we all do it?
Why don't you eat the watermelon and then suck a dig and tell me what it tastes like?
Why? You can already tell us what it tastes like. You can already tell me what it tastes like.
I don't like to share my ideas.
You just only like to share your mouth.
Keep it for myself.
See, the problem with this is I don't like watermelon, so I can't be a good judge of character here.
Well, there you go.
I don't like watermelon.
That's one good reason not to do it, though.
You're an idiot. You're dumb.
Watermelon candy tastes great, and that's because it tastes nothing like the actual fruit. Grape doesn't taste like grapes.
No, I think that's because here you don't get good fruit. All the good fruit is like...
Where's here?
In California or in this side of the world.
He's in Chicago.
Well, he used to be
here.
Your
whole premise doesn't make sense.
You just started with location in mind.
Okay, yep. So my mistake. So we don't live close to the plantations where the actual fruit tastes really, really good.
I don't think they're grown on plantations anymore, but...
Oh, my God. Read between the lines.
Yeah, I'm reading between these lines right here. I can't do the number three, but those right there.
Watermelons are grown in America, Florida, Georgia, Texas, and California. Literally, California. Where do you live?
They don't taste good. What? Like they don't. I'm with Kyle. The watermelon in California tastes like shit. It's not as sweet as it should be.
Okay. Let's go with that. Watermelon. But Kyle didn't say when I was in California and I ate watermelon, it tasted like ass. Like you just said, in general, he doesn't like the taste of watermelon.
It could be from anywhere. It could be from capital of the world. I'd hate it.
Right. Whatever. I mean, he doesn't like it. Whatever. That's not the point. My point is that I like watermelon, and I still think that here it doesn't taste as good as it should.
You just gotta get a ripe watermelon.
Yeah. When I tried watermelon down in Costa Rica, and it was fucking insanely good.
Well, that's because you were like probably on drugs.
Fucking do drugs.
All right. Okay. Never. So who's going first this week?
I think Sergio should just hit it out of the park.
Sergio should go first. Yeah.
He should be our leadoff hitter.
I went first last week. I'll go first again. I don't care. You guys are dumb.
All right. I feel like before you do, let's reevaluate because I think Sergio should close. Because his shit is gonna be. We're gonna need more time.
We'll go through ours real quick.
Yeah, it'll be. Bang, bang. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't just. You do understand that all these fusions that have been made through the times have been things that don't usually pair together. They just put them together, even though they don't on paper or theoretically go together.
Can we get an example, please?
No.
Yes. Can we get
fucking no? No. Oh, let's okay. Good example. All right. Let's say like something dumb like a pineapple on pizza.
Oh, I like pineapple on pizza.
Exactly. Most people like myself think that that's shit. It tastes like garbage. I agree. But most people like it and they put it together.
On a barbecue sauce pizza. It is fantastic
because it tastes. Well, yeah. That's my point. I mean, you can't just say when I say that you can't just say that. Some things go together, some things don't. That doesn't work. It's not how it is. It's just if you like it.
I don't think that people think it tastes like shit. They just don't like the idea of it, right? Because fruit going on pizza is not a new thing. Like, there's already fruit on it. Tomatoes are fruit. So it's not like it's like, oh, this is out of the question. Oh, why would you do this? Like, people have been doing that forever. They just don't like the idea of it because...
No, you don't like the idea.
I don't mind it, but it depends on the pizza. Like you'd have to have barbecue sauce to complement the sweetness and like,
yeah, that's bacon when it, that's and, when like, it shines.
Chicken. You can't just throw fucking pineapple pizza or pineapple on a pizza that's just like it's all pepperonis and throw pineapple on it. That's trash.
Pepperoni like, and pineapple. Yeah, that's not good.
Or an onion pizza. We're going to throw pineapple on it. Nobody's doing it.
Here's one I've had that you've probably never had. I had a burger that had bacon, cheese, and peanut butter on it.
Ooh, I tried that.
It is actually fantastic.
It is fantastic, yes.
So I guess I'll go first since that was my fucking choice.
What?
Peanut butter. Specifically on hamburgers, which are sandwiches. But peanut butter on a hamburger with bacon, it is it's a revelation, guys.
It really is.
It's fantastic.
You tell people that and they go, what?
Right. But you also, peanut butter's salty. It's got a pretty good amount of sweetness.
But look at that. They don't go together, but they taste great together. Oh, my God.
This is not the point.
Who's
saying they don't go together? This is not a new concept.
They've never gone together. I don't see.
The 60s.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's not a new concept.
The 40s, of course.
When Scott was still in preschool.
Yeah, I've never seen any restaurant. Any restaurant ever that says like, "Hey, would you like to add peanut butter to your bun?"
It's true. McDonald's doesn't put peanut butter on their burgers
because watch, like you
they
said,
probably will next year.
No, because like you said, they don't go together, but they taste fantastic.
So, I'm not saying that. No, I think certain things together. Certain things will complement each other. That's how ingredients work. That's why when you go fucking make chicken at your house, you're not throwing grape juice on it. Like that might you be know good, certain things that make sense.
Yeah, like
whatever you're gonna come up with, I already know is gonna be trash or just like mayonnaise or something.
He doesn't like mayonnaise.
It's gonna be two different ends of the spectrum for you, Sergio. It's gonna either make too much sense or it's gonna make no sense at all.
Give me your real opinion on this, Scott. What do you think about milk steaks?
I don't really have an opinion on it. I don't really know what a milk steak is other than the reference to "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia." I don't think they're real. I don't think anybody's like soaking their steaks in milk because it does.
You haven't tried it?
You haven't tried it?
Actually, I take that back. I'm wrong. It is done. Chicken fried steak. They use that buttermilk to make the batter.
Look at that. Look at that. And all this time, Sergio was doubting the milk steak.
No, it wasn't. Wow. Scott's the one doubting it. I was just saying that it tastes.
I think what you I've think a milk one. Steak is, and like what a real, I guess the closest thing to a real milk steak is, are two completely different things.
Anyways, I feel like we're really, glancing over your pick here, Scott.
I think it's so good, right? Peanut butter on a hamburger is just fantastic.
Why do you think the peanut butter makes it work?
I think it's because of the saltiness, it's the savory, it goes well. Plus, you have sweetness there, too. So, I just think that is what makes it. Plus, the bacon's super salty, too. You have so much salt in there, and then a hint of sweetness from the peanut butter. It just works perfect.
Bam.
It's perfect.
Where did you have one?
Shake Shack.
Oh, Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. I don't think they
Is it? Yeah. I was just there like 2 days ago. I didn't see it.
It's on their menu.
Where'd you have one, Sergio? Yeah.
No, I mean this. I had a homemade sandwich with peanut butter because I was like 13, and my friend's mom didn't have any mayo or shit to put on the buns, so she put peanut butter on it, and I thought it tasted great.
I've never had
it on a hamburger or anything or any other like chicken or anything like that. I don't think it's gonna taste good like with chicken.
I don't think it'd be good on chicken either. I don't think it'd be good in tacos.
Yeah,
I think burger is the only thing it would be good on. I don't think there's like another thing you can do with that, except pad thai, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like you see it, like you said, with the Asian foods. Like we had peanut sauce when we were doing the spring rolls on Tuesday, and like
ooh, those spring rolls look nice,
dude. She went all out. Shout out to Amy, killed it.
Who?
Joyful Platters. Fantastic. It was so much shit. It was badass. Probably one of the best meals I've had in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That is an outstanding commendation.
I had never had Chinese sausage before, and it's probably one of the better
sausage.
Chinese smoked sausage, I think it was. But it was probably one of the better sausages I've ate. So, yeah.
And there is a lot of sausage that funnels through those lips.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. But
no, never in Asian sausage, though. First time.
First, First time with the Asian sausage.
First time with the Asian sausage.
And he was pleasantly surprised.
Anyway, peanut butter at Shake Shack. The peanut butter and bacon smoke shack at Shake Shack is fire.
I might have to make another run over there this week because I need something like that in my life. In my life, Sergio.
It's pretty fantastic. Because they use like a hot peanut butter too. So it reduces down or melts a little bit. So it's nice and it's beautiful.
Damn, that sounds nice.
Yeah, but that only works with beef, right?
Or that's fine.
In my case,
I think it was ham. I think it would work with a ham too. I think it would work with chicken. Yeah, it works with chicken.
I don't think it works with chicken.
It does not pad thai.
You do or it on satay? Fried chicken? Oh yeah, satay. I think it would work really well.
See, Sergio, this is why you don't go head to head with a culinary chef expert like Scott Filet over here.
I haven't had it. I'm sure that Scott has never had a chicken sandwich with peanut butter on it. But
I haven't.
He's gonna go to Popeyes now and then smear some peanut butter.
Okay,
because when I said I don't think it does, he said he was like kind of hesitant, so he's obviously never had one. I just don't think it's gonna work.
There's also a lot of restaurants that don't serve peanut butter too. It's not even like near their kitchen, just because peanut allergies.
Go with any other foods. It's just something that people do.
Peanut allergies. All right. So, have you ever put peanut butter on pancakes?
No, I've seen people do it. I've never done it myself.
Oh, change your life. Every time I eat pancakes, which is not very often, peanut butter's going on it.
I gotta say, I hate pancakes.
Yeah, put peanut butter on.
Hate them.
No, I just do strawberry. Marmalade and honey.
What? Marmalade. What are you? Marmalade.
Marmalade.
Yeah. What is that? Is that not a word, Scott?
No, I just don't think they make strawberry marmalade. I thought all marmalade was orange.
I think marmalade is orange, and I haven't heard the word marmalade in like 70 years.
Yeah, so it was like in a Paddington Bear book.
And just because you haven't heard it doesn't mean I can't say it, moron.
Well, you also refer to strawberry marmalade. I'm just saying I've never heard of it. I've never heard of strawberry marmalade.
It is strawberry.
Let me bring it up at the supercomputer here.
Anywho,
strawberry marmalade.
Anyway, so it is strawberry and with maple honey, and that's it. That's the way I ate pancakes.
Do you know what the difference between jams and marmalades is?
Yes.
The name.
Kinda. Jam, doesn't jam have a, what is that, gelatin in it?
Pectin.
Who?
Pectin. Jam has pectin. Gelatin? Yeah, solidified with pectin. Sugars added for sweetness. Marmalade is most often made from citrus fruits. That's not a strawberry. It's made by boiling the juice of the fruit along with the peel in sugar and water.
Yeah. Yeah. Pectin is gelatin.
Does strawberry have a peel?
No.
No.
Okay. Then I don't think it's a marmalade, Sergio.
So what does your strawberry marmalade look like? What does the jar say?
Let me find.
Does it come in like a blank jar?
Let me change the name. Strawberry jam and maple syrup, and maple honey.
That's still
I don't know if you said that loud enough, first of all.
Scream that into the mic.
Jesus Christ. Terrible.
So you put on strawberry jam and honey at the same time?
Yeah.
Sounds very sweet.
Maple honey.
Tastes amazing. Yeah, maple honey, yeah.
Maple honey, no, that sounds nice. Minus the strawberries.
Nice. That sounds nice.
Yeah, maple honey.
But I don't think the strawberry is a compliment to that. I could be wrong. I've never had it. I mean, do you put the whipped cream on it too before you suck the dick? Or
ooh.
No, I'm not you. You gave me that fucking thing. I mean, I told you I wasn't going to
I'm not you.
Sergio borrowed the whipped cream jar from Scott.
The way you react to that, like you just got caught. Like, I'm like, this was me.
I was too close to the mic.
Oh, not me. Look, it was that guy.
So, yeah, that's my pick, peanut butter. Specifically on hamburgers, are probably good on other shit. So, that's it, man.
I'd probably give it a 5 because I don't think it's good with chicken.
It doesn't matter. That's not a sandwich, first of all. Unless you make a chicken sandwich, which I guess is fine. Yeah, but it's not.
You do a
it doesn't have to be every sandwich.
Yeah. It's not every sandwich, just a sleeper thing that's not done everywhere. It's not.
Again, I get it. I get it. Now, I give it a 5 because I don't think it goes good with a chicken sandwich.
Irrelevant.
It goes good with. Jesus Christ. Totally irrelevant. good with beef, good with maybe ham. Well, actually, good with ham because I've had it. Not good with chicken, I think.
Relevant.
No good. Okay.
No bueno.
It doesn't have to be good for everything.
Oh, doesn't it?
No. It just no. What you think adds to the sandwiches you like to eat. Oh, and that it goes good on.
So now we go back to my first point. It's our opinion, right?
It's no. Always been our opinion.
Oh. Go on, dumbass.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're disputing. It is opinion, but we can still say your opinion's stupid.
Yeah, I think Scott's opinion is half dumb.
Half. You how? Before he even said his pick, and I said peanut butter on a burger, you went, "Oh, that is good." You got excited.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and then it's not, like it because you because realize I, my pick is better than yours.
No, I said I liked it because I had it with ham, and then you said with beef with on a hamburger. And that actually sounds pretty good. Not with chicken. I like it.
Strike that from the record. This is getting,
this it. Is we're gonna cut that.
Is,
that's an edit.
This is getting ridiculous.
That's an edit. All right, anyways, Kyle, What's your pick?
I'm gonna shoot right over with the number one pick, of course, for this week. No. It is the traditional Chick-fil-A sauce from the Chick-fil-A restaurant. Put that on like a deli meat sandwich. Oh man, you're cooking with freaking fire, baby.
If I'm not mistaken, what, the Chick-fil-A what kind of sauce is it? honey mustard and barbecue sauce mixed together.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is sweet, smoky, a little tangy. Oh man, it is a nice sauce. Throw that on a turkey and ham sandwich. Now you're cooking, baby. Have you ever had this sauce, Sergio?
No. It's honey barbecue, right? Is it
honey mustard?
No.
Mixed with barbecue.
Yeah, all right. Whatever. It doesn't sound like very appetizing, to be honest.
It's actually really good. I didn't know it even existed till like 4 years ago.
Changed my life.
I think you told me. I think you're the one that told me about it.
Probably. I know what's good out there.
Yeah, it was not bad. I was pretty surprised. I've never had it on any other sandwich besides Chick-fil-A. So
they put it in a bottle now and sell at the grocery store.
I have seen that.
I bought a bottle last time I was there, tried it out, and it changed my life forever.
I can see that being pretty good on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Turkey club.
You have a little onion on there? You like onion, Sergio?
I do like onion.
Ooh, you like cheese, Sergio?
Eh, not that much, but I do.
What? You don't like cheese?
I like cheese.
Who the fuck doesn't like cheese?
I mean, I like certain cheeses. The
a Munster. I mean,
he's bringing out his list of do's and don'ts for cheese.
not really. But I mean, it's not like if I have the option, if I don't see an option for cheese, I can keep on with my life.
Like, I mean, I feel like I'm the same way.
I don't
have
to have cheese. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't think it's it has to be on everything.
Right. But if it doesn't come with cheese, I don't ask for cheese to be put on or extra cheese on anything. So,
I feel like. Anything that wouldn't come with cheese doesn't have cheese belong on it.
That's a good point.
Like you go to the ice cream shop and you're like, oh, that doesn't come with cheese, so I'm not going to ask for it.
Here we go. Like the idiot. Oh, can I go to the ice cream and put mustard on my ice cream? No, you idiot. Jesus.
I'm just saying, what kind of food doesn't come with cheese that you would add cheese to it?
Please, great just question. Help him.
I don't understand why people sell hamburgers without cheese. I've always thought that
exactly.
Was
and if you do want a hamburger, adding cheese to it is a normal thing. So that's why they would have cheese available to add to the hamburger. Where are you going, Sergio, to eat that the food you want with cheese doesn't have cheese on it?
Like if you order a steak sandwich, it doesn't come with cheese like where I live. So I don't ask for cheese on it.
Yeah. Most steak sandwich. All right.
Exactly.
It's not a cheese steak sandwich, though, is it?
Exactly. So my point is, most when you go there and you hear people, hey, they add the cheese to it because they like the cheese.
Yeah.
I don't like it as much, so I don't add any. I don't try not to eat as less cheese as I can. Let's say that.
I'm on a cheese restriction.
We just took the longest route possible to get to the conclusion of you're just trying to watch how much cheese you eat.
I'm just watching my cheese intake currently.
Was your blood like half cheese? And the doctor said, whoa, guy.
No, I just don't like it. I just don't like the taste.
Hey, man, the cows are going dry out here, man. You got to slow down on that cheese.
We saw you just eat right out of a 5-pound shredded cheese bag.
Yeah. We saw
your face was just in it like a horse.
We saw you at the grocery store bite that wheel of cheese last week, and like you can't stop, man.
you have to pay for that wheel of cheese too.
Like for example, like when they serve beans, they put cheese on top. I don't like that. Like on chilaquiles, they use cheese on the tortillas. Plus, they throw more dry cheese on top, and I don't like that. See, that's what I mean. It's way too much cheese.
I don't like that.
Well, I can see an argument for having too much cheese.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't like cheese as much as to like just put cheese on everything.
Everybody does.
Though.
I don't think
everybody does. It's not like a thing everybody does.
I know people that put cheese on fucking everything.
I don't think it's an international problem like you're making it out to be, Sergio.
You do live in the cheese capital of the South. So.
Did I say it was an international problem, dumbass?
You're making it out to be like that.
Oh, did I?
It seemed like it was a threat.
I said something. I like cheese. Oh, international problem? Yo, the fucking cows are gonna go ape shit on this. The cops are dying because Sergio's eating too much cheese. We gotta stop him now.
Jesus.
I think cows are like getting like t-shirts made with Sergio's picture on it with the fucking line through his face.
Yeah, like if you put a mic, in a ranch where the cows are fine hanging out, they're like, dude, you hear Sergio's not eating cheese anymore? Fuck, we're gonna get a break now.
We're not gonna get milked for a day.
Our udders are sore.
He's coming around, getting more milk for his cheese.
He's getting it piped in directly to his room.
He just hooked up to a machine that just pumps it right into his veins.
One of those nacho cheese machines in his room.
He stole it from 7-Eleven.
I see the truck show up to my house every single day with bricks of cheese, and I turn him away.
No more. I don't have any more room. Okay, just a couple more pallets. No more though.
He's building a fort in his backyard.
I already ate the 64 blocks you left yesterday. I can't have any more.
They can't do it anymore, man.
Wow. Yeah, I like Kyle's fucking choice. Let's get back to that. I like Kyle's choice. It's not bad. I haven't had it on any other sandwiches, but I will be trying it. But
get a hoagie and just throw some of that on there.
It's
strong. Man.
It's a strong choice.
Yeah, you won't regret it.
The peanut butter, but it's strong.
Here we go. Alrighty, we haven't even heard Sergio's pick, and Scott's already claiming the top spot.
I don't like it.
Let's be honest, Kyle. You already know it's going to be between me and you.
Hold on. Yeah, I've never had that honey mustard and barbecue sauce, but just because it has honey mustard in it, I'm not going to try it.
I don't like this. You don't like honey mustard?
Doesn't this go against I have other
if I have other choices, then I would go with something else. If I don't have a choice.
What is one of these other choices, Sergio?
Yeah, what is one of these choices? What is your choice? You want to hear my pick? No, we want to sit here and look at you.
Yeah, we want to watch you just contemplate what you're going to say.
No, it's okay.
I don't think he's chosen yet. I don't think he's figured it out in his own mind.
I did. I've said this before. Before I say anything, when I said that I didn't like Scott's pick, it's because it doesn't go with certain foods. When I say I don't like Kyle's pick, is because it has fucking honey mustard. I don't think it goes with all foods either. But my choice goes with all foods. Everything. Anything, fine, any protein. Any protein, except maybe some fish. But any protein.
Then you're disqualified. According to your own judgment, you're disqualified.
Oh, you're going to put peanut butter on salmon?
No, but that's why you're docking points from Scott for that.
Yeah.
Right, because it's less foods that it goes with than mine.
Now it's less foods.
According to who?
Your criteria was all foods. Now it's less foods.
According to me.
Okay.
According to my opinion.
All right, well, let's get into this. What are you going to say?
I like to put, let's say, maple chipotle sauce.
Maple
chipotle sauce?
I don't think that's a real thing.
Oh, it's not?
You just made that up. Maple chipotle sauce. Who sells that? Who makes that?
Oh, so I don't think it's what do you mean who makes it? It doesn't have to be in the store for you for it to be a real thing, Scott.
Well, it has to exist for it to be a real thing.
Yeah. So,
I got bad news. Emerald, he has a jar of. Oh, it's hickory maple chipotle. He didn't say hickory.
I mean, I see I maple chipotle sense. Barbecue sauce.
No barbecue.
Glaze.
Wait, not barbecue sauce?
No, it's not barbecue sauce. No.
So all these are barbecue sauces.
So maple chipotle sauce is just like the chipotle peppers, the adobo sauce. It's got a little bit of maple syrup. It's got ketchup. It's got I think apple cider vinegar.
That sounds like barbecue sauce.
Anyway, no, it's not barbecue.
Doesn't the ketchup make it a barbecue sauce?
I don't know.
Close to it. Pretty close.
Close, but it's not barbecue. Anyway, the maple. Maple chipotle sauce goes with anything. If it's a chicken sandwich, a meat sandwich, a beef sandwich, steak sandwich, a fucking egg sandwich, whatever you want to fucking call it. First of
all, why are you saying sandwich? That's what's bothering me right now. You're saying sandwich.
Because I have an accent, you racist fuck.
That's racist.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's the way I talk.
I'm just saying, where'd you find this extra G that isn't in the word sandwich? Where did this
in
come from?
In my fucking mouth. That's where I found it.
Jeez.
Just like them dicks. All right, so.
Yeah, Scott, the one Scott spits out.
Oh, boy.
What? Oh, wow. Why'd they end up in your mouth? You wanted those super sloppy?
You're throwing them in my fucking backyard.
You picked them up and put it in your mouth? You animal. I want super sloppy things. I'm still going to suck these dicks off. I don't care whose mouth they've been in 3 minutes ago. I want them. I need them.
Just a little dog tearing one up.
Yeah. You're 3 minutes ago, you're the one sucking dick behind my house?
I've never even been to Tijuana.
Oh, really?
Never.
They have posters with your face down there. For a good time, call Scott.
No, they all look like Sergio.
Now that's racist.
It's my son. My son, Sergio. Okay, so I'm doing some research on this maple chipotle sauce. It does exist. My bad. But then I just did a deep dive on the reviews. Currently on Amazon,
deep
there's
dive.
One called Stonewall Kitchen Maple Chipotle Grill Sauce. So everything
is it a grill
I can
sauce?
Find, everything I can find I shows that you're supposed to grill with it. Nobody's putting these on sandwiches. And it's got a 4.5-star rating on
Again,
Amazon.
Again, hold on. You say nobody's putting this on sandwiches, right? Who's putting peanut butter on sandwiches, moron? The thing is, if you put it on a sandwich, it tastes fantastic.
Right. I'm just saying that this is why we've never heard of it. Because nobody's putting it on sandwiches except for Sergio.
Sleeper. That's the topic.
Okay, that qualifies. But it's got 29 ratings, 4.5-star review. Yeah, 4.5-star rating on it. So,
what kind of sandwiches do you put these on? Put the sauce on.
If you there's this spot that sells Cubano sandwiches. Do you want Cubano sandwiches?
Oh yeah,
yes.
Huge fan.
Yeah. So, and if you put that on the bun. It just brings it up three levels.
You know what? I'm not mad at that. That sounds
fantastic. I'm not saying it's like, bad. Yeah.
Any egg sandwich, just if you do like it's a regular egg sandwich or fucking chicken sandwich, just regular chicken sandwich without not fried, then something that's not fried or fried.
Like a grilled chicken sandwich?
Yeah, a grilled chicken sandwich. Put it on the bun instead of the mayo or whatever else that we're going to use to like moist it up.
Moist it up. All right. Are you moistening up your buns, Sergio?
With my maple chipotle sauce.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
See, Scott gave me shit last week because, 2 weeks ago, because I was eating sandwiches without anything on the bun. With dry toast or whatever, right?
Dry toast.
Now that I put fucking maple chipotle sauce, he's giving me shit because I'm not using his fucking peanut butter.
Look, all I'm saying is I've been cooking off and on 20 plus years.
I think Scott is
never heard of this.
I think Scott uses the peanut butter, puts it on his dick, and lets fucking dogs on the street just lick his balls.
That's a really weird thing to say.
And that's why he likes it so much.
Think about stuff like that. Why are you thinking about stuff like that?
You told us this last week. Don't fucking hear.
Well, we have the tape. We can go back to the tape, Sergio. We can play it. We'll just listen to it.
It was off air.
Yeah, it was off the air. It was while we're playing fucking Rocket League or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, you just dropped it. You scored a goal. And hey, guess what I do in my free time?
No, yeah, that seems like a really organic way to say that.
No,
you just had to come up. Search. Hey, I just scored this goal. Hey, guys, you know what I like to do? Yeah, that sounds like a plausible way to do it.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. You fucking you were playing, and then you were all of a sudden you were, Lassie, get away from there. Come over here and lick my balls.
Number one, I don't have a dog. I would never name it Lassie.
It's probably, I don't remember that fucking dog's name. I just threw Lassie because it was
obviously. Yeah.
What dog's that? I think it was Laddie.
Yeah, Laddie.
Yeah.
Or maybe Addie. That. Maybe Addie. How's that?
Sergio is the only one currently on this group that owns the dog, right? And
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Does thicken, and he's probably just put maple chipotle sauce all over his body and let him lick it off. My body. Entire body just swimming in it. Got plastic sheets just laying back. All right, Ellie, let's go. You know what time it is.
Just sliding around on those hard floors of his.
Just sliding around.
If Ellie could tell you that I tried to give her some chipotle sauce and she didn't like it, so the argument just fell. That just flew out the window, boy.
Wait, if a dog doesn't like it, how good can it actually be?
But they don't
That's
have
true. To, dogs like eating their own shit.
But yeah, but they don't. Dogs don't like everything. Even though, like, I've tried to give her like Doritos and like junk food, candy here and there.
Just give your dog candy. You're gonna kill it.
No, like she sniffs it and she just doesn't go for it.
Why are you eating candy on the floor? Your dog's an inch tall.
The dog's smarter than you. Like, you're not supposed to give a dog candy. She knows, like, I'm not supposed to eat that.
I'll die. No, I'm good.
I'm good, man. What are you doing? Take it easy. Trying to murder your dog with chocolate.
No, I don't give her chocolate. Like, I try to give her French fries. And she's like, didn't like it.
There's no way
my dog wouldn't eat French fries unless you put ketchup on them first.
What?
Hey, see, I mean, it's not because it's a dog; it's just gonna eat everything.
You think raccoons eat maple chipotle sauce?
I think she doesn't like it because it's spicy. It's got a little bit of spice on it, so
got a little kick to it.
Yeah, it's got a little
pow pow.
Yeah, so
you know, I'm actually interested in this, and I think I'm gonna check out my grocery store next time down there and see if there's any maple
chipotle. I will try it.
You gotta make it yourself. You gotta make it yourself, man.
Oh,
make
now I gotta make it myself. Your own?
Yeah, if you make your what own.
Is, okay, what's show the me, measurements?
Show it's me the super, bottle that you made.
It's super easy to make it.
What's your?
You have some jar right now.
I'm not gonna go to the fridge and bring you the fucking sauce. It's in the Tupperware.
Go to the fridge. I want to see it.
Go to the fridge. Doesn't have one. He doesn't have it.
He googled what is the weirdest sauce I can put on a sandwich, and that's what he came. That was the first thing that came back, probably.
No, this is my sister gave me this like a while ago. So
let's get her. Hey, call her up. Let's get her on.
You're gonna talk to my family.
We need a special guest this weekend. She can fill the gap.
First thing she's gonna do is like, "Who the fuck is that bum?"
Bum.
Hey, yeah.
You do look like you're homeless in OB.
I'm thinking about a place in OB. Maybe it'd be nice.
Oh, see, you fit right in.
Right near the beach.
You look like a degenerate.
That's fine. That's cool. I know it came back to me. We were making fun of Sergio like 3 minutes ago. But
well, I thought it was unfair. You know, Sergio was he was feeling the heat. I felt bad for him.
Feeling the heat. Okay. Please. Yeah. Oh,
he was feeling the heat. He couldn't handle it. He was cracking.
You guys are... How can I say this politely?
Morons.
Why would that even matter at this point? How can you say this politely? You've never said anything politely to us ever.
You guys are idiots.
There it is.
Let me put it to you like this. If you type the number, let's say number 100 on a board, and then you put a zero on the left of the 100, does it mean something? That's what your opinion means to me.
Wait,
look at these idiots.
Putting a zero before 100, it's still 100. So he's saying your opinion's useless and 100. There's no value.
Your opinion's worth 100. It's still 100.
Well, yeah, that's. Yeah, that's true.
Zero is always 100%. Zero.
Exactly.
No matter where it is.
Zero. It's worthless. 100%.
But you could have just
said. I see what he's trying to say, and I hate it.
Oh, yeah. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It makes no sense. I understand what you're trying to say. But
no, I didn't try to say it. I said it. Just you can't comprehend it because you're a dumbass.
No, no, because it doesn't matter where you put the zero, Sergio. The zero is still worth zero.
If you put it, it doesn't matter where it is. It can make a one worth 10 or 100.
Yeah, exactly.
He's talking about the zero itself.
He's talking about the zero. Zero is always worth zero. He specified the zero before the one.
Yeah. Cool story, but then it's still 100.
We're not counting the number after the zero.
So you're only considering the zero then, right?
Exactly.
So then it's still zero no matter where you put it in the number.
If you put it in front of the number,
so you didn't need the whole fucking thing about you put it in front of the, you write 100 on a board and then you get a zero and then you put it in front of the one. And that's how much it means to me. That's 100.
No, it's not.
Oh, God damn it.
You totally missed the point.
I don't know if the maths are different down south.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say whatever. I'm saying Scott can't comprehend.
Yeah, dude, he's.
But Sergio was saying also the dumbest thing ever.
Oh. I was actually thinking that Scott would actually understand this, but I guess he did not.
I'm gonna have our audience leave a comment in our podcast, Spotify or iTunes. Leave a comment if you think Sergio's right. An idiot. Yeah, Scott's right. Obviously, Scott's right because he could have said so many different things there.
Yeah, I mean, I could have just said it's worthless, but it doesn't have the same impact in me. You know?
Yeah, you said it was worth 100.
No, I didn't.
100.
I did not.
No, I think it was a swing and a miss.
Just me. It was you too, you dumb fuck, Kyle.
You missed it. I
understood it. I just said it didn't make sense because it was dumb.
You missed. You totally missed the point.
It's just a bad, A to B. You know, the path from A to B just wasn't good on that joke, Sergio.
It wasn't a joke.
Yeah, but I mean, to the analogy, I guess. What do we even call that? Whatever he said.
Maybe it's an analogy, I guess.
I mean, it would have been better if you didn't make it 100. You could just make it a 1.
God.
Or if you just said, oh, if you write the number 0 on a board and then you add another 0 on it, that's how much it means. That would have made more sense.
That would have made more
sense. This is going to haunt me for hours while you said this.
Double zero is still zero, but it's like a way worse zero.
It's still way worse.
You guys are focusing on the wrong thing.
No.
I'm just trying to help you make a better.
No, you guys are not understanding. You're focusing on the wrong part.
No, I'm helping you fix. Only what you understand all of it.
Yeah, we're trying to make your insult better.
It's not an insult. I'm just saying you're worthless. It is not an insult if it's true. So.
Well,
all right, so I won this week.
Whoa!
That's fantastic.
Whoa!
I'm still undefeated.
Whoa! Nope.
That's never lost a week. Let's go, baby.
That's absolutely false. I won the first 2 weeks.
I think we should all try what we picked, and then we make an assessment.
We already know the peanut butter on the bacon cheeseburger is me fire.
Really, all we have to do is try Sergio's.
Yeah.
I guess we should try to get some before this. Next podcast.
Show? Yeah, so I'll order some right now, as a matter of fact. Let me see if I can get one bottle instead of two.
You should order just a 12-pack right out the gate.
No. It's $25 at fucking Walmart? Jesus Christ. And $6 at this other store. This pricing is trash.
How could it be $6 here and $25 there?
I'm going to go and complain.
Where's the manager of the internet?
Can you do guys price match? I do not want to go to the store that's close to my house.
I want to go to the Walmart, but I'm not paying 25 diggery doos for a barbecue sauce.
It literally is $25 at Walmart.
Can you even go to Walmart? Did you get banned from Walmart?
No, it's
Albertsons.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? They can say they banned me all they want. I still go back to that motherfucker whenever I feel like it.
Of course. Ooh.
Let's find him on Twitter and make him listen to this.
Can't go on Wednesdays because homeboy is probably working, but I'll go on a Thursday.
Oh, like you should show up like a badass too?
What's up? I'm back, bitches.
What's up, motherfucker?
Hey, who's that guy?
Did
you go suck a dick like I told you yesterday?
Whoa.
What? Wow.
didn't you get mad because you told him to suck a dick?
Hey, I'm just going to... Can I just bring this up real quick before we end this podcast? Serge has been talking about sucking dick the entire time.
You're the one who said it to the cashier, to the poor cashier.
Why is your mouth over the microphone?
Why is it wrapped around the microphone?
Because this is the way I talk.
Because you would like the feeling of that shape in your mouth. It's fine. I don't judge, dude. Do what you do.
You judge way too much, actually.
It's hot outside.
Point being, you are... you're the one who told the cashier to suck a dick, and that's why you got banned from Albertsons.
I don't think it was suck. I think it was
no,
eat.
No, it told me to eat my dick. Oh, yeah. Eat
my dick. My mistake.
Please get it right, Sergio. Dick.
And then I was asked to leave the store.
Never come back.
And don't come back. I'm like, fuck you. I don't, it's been a long time. I'm super high, too. But
who gets banned from a grocery store? How does that happen to somebody?
Fucking hood, and then you understand why it was such a trash day. Like, this store, like, I shouldn't even go back to the store, to be honest with you.
I don't know about this yet. You know, I've been kicked out of several bars because of you. I think you just like confrontation.
Because of me?
Yep.
What did I do?
Every time you've been involved in some way.
I just living my life, man. Living my life.
I don't know.
Somebody got confrontational with my friends. You know, I had to stick up for him. I blew some kisses on some dude. Nope. I was just standing there.
I think you're always trying to get... I didn't like
people yelling at my friends in front of me, especially. I'm going to say something.
Well, you let your friends handle it themselves.
Well, it was Ryan. I better bleep that. That's an edit.
So, I mean,
that's an edit.
You can just let him handle it. You don't have to fucking say anything.
Well, I don't think that was going to happen.
So maybe they didn't want to say anything. It would have just blown off. Everybody would have kept drinking, and they had a good time. That's probably true. But then
that's not what was going to happen. You know that to be fact, Kyle.
I think
you
don't
know
that.
You know for a fact.
It was just about to blow over at that point when you instigated it.
The second time, I got cut open with a bottle.
See? You're trying to fight people, breaking bottles.
Well, hold on. But that was your own party that did this. It wasn't somebody else. It was the
it was a party too.
It was the same people that were hanging out with you.
It was a party too.
And didn't this start because somebody else did this? They like hit the bottle with their own bottle, with the bottom of their own bottle? Somebody else started that trend, and then this person
sitting there drinking my beer.
Yeah, this person did it again. My beer. Did it too hard and broke the bottle.
Yeah. And then Scott slammed the jar on the edge of the table, the bottle on the edge of the table, so he had like a makeshift shank and started going around trying to shank everybody.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I've only been kicked out of two bars in my entire life, and it was I've only been kicked out of a bar twice in my entire life, and it was the same bar.
And I was with you both times because you were instigating. And those are the only times I've been kicked out of bars, by the way.
I've never been kicked out of a bar. I've never been kicked out of a bar, and I've been in fights in bars.
I kicked a guy in the face.
Exactly.
Kicked him in the face, Sergio.
The owner bought you a round of shots after that.
He deserved it.
Third world. No, he did it. He was. I'm not going to go into why he didn't deserve it. You know he didn't deserve that shit.
Oh, he did, because he could have just like leave it alone and go on and live his life, and he had to come back and say something. And I didn't even hit, I wasn't even the one who started this. Somebody else.
When you kicked him.
No. Somebody else. It's like, I'll explain it. It's like, let's just say that I'm the receiver. And I saw the guy coming. That's the pass coming towards me. And I'm about to catch it. And somebody intercepts it and punches this guy in the face before he gets to me.
So I don't know where you're going for this.
My point, I didn't start this.
Okay.
I wasn't an instigator. I was just there.
All right. So we're going to try your sauce before next week.
Yep.
And then I guess we'll try to make a fair assessment at the top of the next episode.
Yeah. I already know it's going to be okay. It's not going to be bad. But I don't think it's going to be like, oh, sleeper. Like,
it might be, man. I'm not discrediting it. I think it's got some potential.
I think Scott will say he doesn't like it regardless of whether he likes it or not.
I'm not
sure. It's like you did to his pick.
Regardless of how dope it was.
You literally did that. Oh, I love peanut butter on sandwiches. Oh, Scott picked it. Yeah. Oh, it's trash.
No, is that what I said?
Yeah.
Basically.
No, that's not.
Bro, it's 5 out of 10.
Nope, that's not what I said. I said
it's a 5 out of 10.
I don't think it goes with chicken. That's it.
How do you know?
I said I don't think. I don't think it goes with chicken.
Irrelevant. It doesn't have to.
I think you should have to try it on chicken now. If I'm going to try your fucking, what is this, chipotle mayo grilled sauce?
No mayo.
Then you should try the peanut butter on chicken. Because it goes on satay, which is chicken. So it
goes on satay fantastically.
Fantastically, by the way.
It is a peanut butter sauce, Sergio. With chicken on skewers.
Possible.
impossible or possible?
I said possible. I mean, I haven't had it.
So I think you should have to try it.
I had it on
chicken. Is there a Thai restaurant near you?
I had it on ham. That's it.
Yeah, have you ever had Thai?
Is it a what?
Thai.
There is a Thai restaurant next to me. Yeah.
All right.
What are some satay?
Get that satay.
Try it out.
Try it out.
Why is he looking at you?
I'm gonna try your shitty sauce.
Why is he gunning you down with his eyes?
Yeah, because I think he's like, yeah, because now his argument is falling apart.
What argument? I haven't had it. I haven't had it yet. What argument?
But you said it doesn't go with it.
And now we just gave you, reasoning why it would, and you're like, oh, maybe.
No, accessibility to it.
Your reasoning your reasoning was, oh, it goes great. It goes fantastic. That was your reasoning. That's not enough. Mm-hmm. I haven't had it. So until I do, then I won't have a fair assessment.
You've never had Kyle's either.
Yeah, but like I said, just the fact that it has honey mustard in it.
All right.
I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to try it.
You're an imbecile. All right.
Because I don't like it.
That wraps up this week. Sergio's a fucking idiot.
This guy's out of control.
What is wrong with you, man?
We signed a saboteur.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you want to be. You want to be the anti. That's all.
I
just don't like it.
If you don't like it.
I've had honey mustard. I don't like it. I've had it before, and I did not like the taste.
Right, but it's not just honey mustard.
Right, but it has honey mustard in it. It's like having anything else with mayo. I don't like the taste of mayo, so I avoid anything that has, even if it's chipotle mayo or mayo with some other shit in it. I try not to have it because I know I'm not gonna like it.
All right. Well, that's great. This has been the Top Spot Podcast. Sergio, Kyle, Scott,
Sergio. And make sure to follow us on Twitter so you can tell Sergio just how bad he is at making picks. That's at Top Spot Podcast on Twitter.
Nice. You guys have a great one. I'll see make you guys.
I hear your opinions on Sergio's picks.
Yeah. Well, make sure you leave a comment.
You don't want to hear opinion on your own pick, moron?
Oh, no. I know my picks are good.
Oh, your pick is shit.
My picks are good.
Honey mustard and barbecue. Come on.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.